record highs at the pump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
So why do gas prices keep going up so high?
President Biden wondered that aloud. He's blamed Russia's invasion, oil companies, and Republicans for not doing enough. But GOP Senator John Thune points a finger right back.
His administration right now has no solution except to spend more.
Gas is up 3 more cents today. AAA's national average for regular now a record $4.40 per gallon. In about a half hour, we'll get the April inflation report. Consumer prices have surged lately at levels not seen in 40 years. Pro-choice activists plan more protests today outside Supreme Court justices' homes, angering Republicans.
The message behind showing up at someone's house is, we know where you live. We're going to make you uncomfortable. We're going to make your family uncomfortable.
And Senator Marco Rubio says there's a risk someone could get violent. But Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar tells Fox.
The Supreme Court itself has heard this argument, and they have themselves said it is protected by the First Amendment.
After last week's leaked draft opinion showing conservative justices ready to overturn the ruling that gave women the right to choose, today Senate Democrats will vote on a bill to legalize abortion nationwide, but without Republican support, it'll fail. The two parties do agree on this.
The Ukrainian people, they need us. They are in desperate need of our support.
Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro and the Democrats were joined by most Republicans approving $40 billion more. Fox's Jill Nato.
The package gives Ukraine military and humanitarian aid. It goes to the Senate next, but it's not clear when they'll vote on it. But the bill already has support from Republican Lindsey Graham.
It puts weapons in the hands of the Ukrainian military fighting like tigers.
Another primary win for a Trump-backed candidate, Alex Mooney in West Virginia.
Really helped let the vote know that was a true conservative in the race.
The Republican beat fellow GOP Congressman David McKinley, but in Nebraska, the former president's chosen candidate for governor, Charles Herbster, lost the Republican primary. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A U.S. soldier is dead, killed in Alaska by a bear. It happened during training west of Anchorage yesterday when the bear attacked. State wildlife officials are searching for the animal, closing a public recreation area nearby. A prisoner could die in Arizona in about 5 hours unless the Supreme Court blocks Clarence Dixon's execution for a 1978 murder. There was a cold case for 2 decades until DNA evidence led to his conviction. A killer in New Jersey could be set free.
While acknowledging that his was an horrific crime, New Jersey's Supreme Court has ordered former Black Panther Sundiata Okoli should be paroled. He's spent nearly 50 years in prison for the 1973 murder of State Trooper Werner Forschner, killed when a traffic stop on the New Jersey Turnpike turned into a gun battle. But the state's high court ruled Tuesday he has met the statutory standards for parole and is not likely to commit another crime. Okoli is now 85 and his family says suffering from dementia. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, ahead of the inflation update, stock futures are rising. The day after the Dow lost another 84 points, but the Nasdaq gained over 100. In baseball, a rookie makes history.
Ground ball, Velasquez throws across.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports West. Reed Detmers gets Yandy Diaz to ground out to short to cap off the no-hitter as the Los Angeles Angels romp the Tampa Bay Rays 12-0 for the second no-hitter in the majors this season. Detmers in just his 11th career start threw 108 pitches, 2 strikeouts, letting up just 1 walk to deliver the 12th no-no in Angels franchise history and the second in 4 years for Los Angeles, as well as the first individual no-hitter for the club since Jared Weaver back in 2012. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
2 blowouts in the NBA playoffs. Phoenix beat Dallas by 30 points. Miami took out Philadelphia by 35. The Suns and Heat now have 3-2 series leads. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.